Ew, bro. You're attracting vultures. Come on now. I'm not trying to get covered in bird shit. You hadn't noticed. Look up, genius. See the buzzards circling? I think they've got a bone to pick with you. You're looking pretty rough, to tell you the truth. You're going to give up the ghost or something. Well, can you do it somewhere else, please? I don't need some dude's sun-bleached ribcage in my front yard. That's just too cliché. Tacky as fuck, man. Might as well get some cow skulls and tumbleweeds if I'm going to go that route. So, what are you crawling through the desert for anyway? Clothes all tattered and shit. You're failing the fit check here, dog. Kind of embarrassing to be seen with you, honestly. If one of those vultures swoops down, I'm going to pretend like I don't know you. Well, I mean, I guess I don't technically know you. I'm Sawaro. Hey, what's your name? Oh, wow. Human names are fucking weird, man. Your parents looked at you as a baby and wrote that shit on your birth certificate. Wild. No, you're not hallucinating, dummy. Never seen a cactus girl before. I get it. We're pretty rare. Native to the American Southwest, but quite hard to come by. Nature spirits or something. I don't know. I don't really ask the big existential questions. I'm just me. Yep. In the flesh. Cacti are considered fleshy plants, and I'm succulent as fuck, baby. Try not to come in your pants before you die or whatever. I doubt you can spare the moisture. No, I'm not a skinwalker, dickhead. Talk about rude. I already told you. I'm a cactus girl. You got sand in your ears or something. What would you expect a cactus girl to sound like? There's no reason we shouldn't have proper diction. Right. You know, essentially human-shaped, but all green and prickly. Plus, I've got these pretty pink flowers for hair. No hands or feet, though. Just these club-shaped cactus thingies. Makes it very hard to do my makeup. But back to the matter at hand. You look all dried out, dude. A couple more hours and you'll be beef jerky. I'm going to have to bury you with one of those little silica packets for freshness. Why aren't you hydrating? 8 glasses a day, champ. Oh, right. I forgot the desert is a harsh environment for you humans. Pampered little things, aren't you? Can't hack it when it hits 120 degrees. Not built to hang with the camels and the cacti. No camels out here, though. Camel toe, maybe. Yeah, I got a pussy. So what? I'll thank you not to stare. I mean, I don't typically do this until the third date, but see these cactus boobies on my chest? Pretty nice prickly pear, right? Well, they're full of life-giving water. You can have a little suckle if you want. Oh, don't be such a baby. I mean, that's kind of contradictory since I'm basically telling you to breastfeed. But get over yourself. It's not a fetish thing. What's a quick little slurp between friends? You'd rather die than suck my tits. Pretty insulting, bro. Get in here and latch on already. Damn, You jumped back like you got stung by a hornet. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but... what did you think it was going to feel like? I'm a cactus, silly. You know, spines, needles. Oh, they're not that big. Hush. Come on. Come on. Psych yourself up and dive back in. Do you want to suck these green nips and get a little prickle, or should I call the undertaker to put silver dollars over your eyes? Oh, sorry. Sorry. I don't mean to be weird about it, but it feels fucking amazing. Oh. Tastes good too, right? Clear and crisp and fresh. Like a mountain stream running through these twin peaks. Oh, god damn. Greedy, aren't we? Get your fill, baby. The water fountain is open for business. Oh, fuck, the other one too. Somebody's thirsty. Save some for the whales, sweetie. Is it getting hot out here, or is it just me? Look at you, all stubbly with that 5 o'clock shadow of my spines. You look sexy as fuck. Oh, that's kind of like the cactus equivalent of coming on your face. Feel better now? Well, you're looking less dehydrated all the time. I think you might be storing some of that water in your dick. Because you're positively engorged, baby. Pitching a tent in those tattered trousers. Should I kneel down under that big cock and get some shade? So, I don't see a ring on that finger. Want to open me up and count my rings, cutie? That's more of a tree thing, but I'm down to role play. You want to be my naughty little ground squirrel and give me a fat nut? Damn, you're really into it. I've never seen somebody go from RIP to DTF so fast. I have got a sneaking suspicion you kind of like pain, huh? Well, prep those pretty lips, because I'm coming for 'em. Look at you squirm! You fucking love it, don't you? Dumb little puppy who caught a porcupine. Get those rags off, baby. I'm gonna stick you. Then you're gonna stick me. Give you 10,000 needles all over that tender body. Damn. Look at that cock stand up like a prairie dog. I'd stroke it, but, you know, no fingers. These little bonkers of mine aren't ideal for hand jobs. I've got other methods, though. Let me just take root right in front of you. If you thought these tits were juicy, wait till you feel this wet little mouth. No spikes in there, babe. Just soft, spongy tissue. You ever play that board game, Operation? Don't touch the sides. Yes, I've got a copy buried in the sand out here somewhere. It taught me a lot about human anatomy. But you're about to give me a crash course in sex ed, huh? I can't really get a hands-on education, but mouth-on is even better. Watch. Never been sucked off by a cactus girl before, have you? I'll blow your mind like peyote and blow your dick like TNT. I'm gonna go down on that cock like a mine shaft. Because your shaft is all fucking mine. Watch me swallow you right down to the base. No touching, cutie. You'd enjoy that too much. I bet if I spiked your bare ass right now, I would get a geyser in my mouth. Oh no. I am gonna suck you slow. Enjoy this big prick before I give you some little ones. Yeah, moan for me. I'm going to have you howling like a coyote by the time I make you pop. Look at you trying to thrust those hips. Desperate motherfucker. A minute ago you were crawling like a worm. Now you're trying to bait me with that fat fucking nightcrawler. You got me. Hook, line, and sinker. After I suck you dry, I'm gonna ride this thing like Shai Hulud. Did you ever see June? The spice must flow, baby. Hot and thick. All over this little tongue. Yeah. I sneak into comic conventions sometimes. Watch a little sci-fi. People think it's Final Fantasy cosplay. God damn, you're turning me on. I'm gonna throat this dick until I get something to drink straight from the source. And I'm not stopping until your cum oozes down my chin like milkweed. Are you about ready for the grand finale? Yeah, I know what you want. I got you, bro. Watch me swallow every inch until you throb in my mouth. Then, I'm going to take my little blunt arm thingy and whack it across your bare ass like a spiked club. That's gonna make you erupt like Old Faithful, isn't it, you freaky fuck? Time to come. Time to come. Now tense that ass up and take your punishment like a man. Yummy. Like slurping straight from the oasis. I knew you were going to bust as soon as I turned that sexy ass into a pincushion. Turn around and let me admire my handiwork. Damn! Somebody get the tweezers. My cactus hands aren't fit for delicate work like plucking. Sorry, pal. I guess you get to keep those. A little souvenir from the time you watered this pretty plant with your dick. Since you don't seem to mind a little erotic acupuncture, you want to go missionary for round two? I'll lie right here in the hot sand and you can knock the dust off this little cactusy. I can't finger my shit without, you know, fingers, so it's a pretty horny existence. Thank God a big dicked desert dweller like you crawls through every now and then. Perfect. I'll just hit the dirt and spread my legs. See how wet I am? Oh, you've got this little green slit glistening, baby. That sweet nectar's flowing like Arizona iced tea. 99 cents all fucking day. Come on. Come on, tough guy. Take a deep breath and lie right on top of me. It'll be like fucking on a bed of nails, except I am the bed of nails. Oh, yes, there you go. Yeah. Grit your teeth and get this pussy. A whole lot of pleasure is worth a little bit of pain, right? Work those hips. Yes, tap me like a maple tree and stick your dick in that syrup. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I don't know who's wriggling around more, me or you. Oh, you're not going to tap out before you make me come, are you? I thought you had a high threshold for pain. Oh, grin and bear it and fuck me good. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, god damn, baby. Oh, that fat fucking dick goes deeper than any of my little spikes. Oh, yeah, dig me out and uproot me. Oh, put me in a pot and take me home so you can fuck me any time you want. I wanna be your little free-use cactus slut on the windowsill. More, don't stop. Oh, you're gonna make me fucking come. Oh, yeah, watch me squirt on that cock and soak this dry desert like a cool Mojave rain. Oh, yeah, turn this patch of sand into a nasty mud puddle so you can fuck me face down in it. Oh, you got another batch in you. I want to be full of more cum than water. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pump another hot mess into this sopping wet cactus cunt to match that throat pie you already gave me. Oh, excavate this tight pussy with that bulldozer between your legs until I squeal and squirm and come. Yes, I'm coming. Fill me up. Oh, yes. Oh, let the pain focus you, baby. Oh, feel those dozens of little needles pricking your flesh and blow the biggest load of your life. Oh, yeah. Just burst. Oh, I'm lying in a fucking puddle. I feel like the Colorado River is running between my legs. You're one tough hombre. Spikier than a sea urchin, but you still got the job done. Give me a kiss, if you don't mind a couple more in your face. I was serious about coming home with you, you know. It kind of sucks out here, if you hadn't noticed. Hard to get groceries. I live in a food desert as well as a regular desert. So, what do you say? We're not that far from civilization now. I can show you the way. Yay! Get up off me then and let's go. I'm not really built for mobility on these blunt little cactus feet, though. Can I have a piggyback ride? You've already got quills in your face, your chest, your arse. Might as well get some in your back and complete the matching set, right? Okay, brace yourself. Let's get you looking like Pinhead. Yeah, I watched Hellraiser at Comic Con too. All right, horsey, off we go. Don't make me use my spurs. Oh, fuck off, buzzards. He's mine now. You can have this dick when you pry it from my warm, wet mouth.